On air, online, on demand, from New York City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Well, here we are, and happy Thursday to you on this 30th day of August, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. Yeah, we're wrapping up the month tomorrow. Labor Day weekend is here. Boom, bang. I mean, it's kind of the unofficial end of summer. School starts for a lot of kids on Tuesday of next week, so I don't know. Time is flying. So, can we talk about GoFundMe for a moment? GoFundMe, I don't know what your perception of GoFundMe is, but I thought GoFundMe was for people that were down on their luck or had some tragedy affect them, their house burned down, something, I don't know. Kind of a small individual tragedy, not some mass big problem in the country, but I mean some, not small in the sense of small, not important, but small in the sense of like a family or a person that has some desperate need, and out of a charitable cause or charitable desire in your heart, you're willing to reach out and help these people. There's lots of stories on GoFundMe of somebody dropped dead, the breadwinner dropped dead in the family. And there's a, you know, widow and kids and all this sort of stuff. And can you spare a few bucks? That's normal. But now we've gotten into this new era where GoFundMe is going places that we never, ever, ever thought would happen. And Jonathan Turley, you know, I like the guy. He's a George Washington law school professor. He is concerned about this, about GoFundMe, and specifically, but not only about Michael Cohen. But Cohen is a perfect example of where GoFundMe is going and the role of GoFundMe. Now, I have to laugh a little bit about Michael Cohen. The guy who was pushing his GoFundMe account was Lanny Davis, his lawyer. So isn't it pretty clear to everybody, without me having to spell it out, that Lanny Davis was saying, please send money to Michael Cohen so he will pay me my legal fees? It was the Lanny Davis GoFundMe. You might as well call it what it is. It's here. Here's money for your lawyer. Same thing with Andrew McCabe. Andy McCabe, fired as the deputy or assistant director, deputy director of the FBI, and everybody's in their tribe, and so everybody who felt that he got a raw deal or felt that they, if Trump's against this guy, I'm for him, sort of thing. Andy McCabe has raised over $500,000. They set up the account. I forget, it was some small amount that they originally set as a goal, and it was a legal defense fund. At least they're saying it's not money for him, it's money for his lawyers. So why don't they put up, instead of Andy McCabe's name, why don't they put up the law firm of, you know, whiz bang, and that's who it's for. Anyway, Andy McCabe wound up raising $542,000. More than twice its ultimate goal. They changed the goal a couple of different times. They kept bumping the goal up. They got it up to $250,000. He still got $542,000 because I guess people thought that he got a raw deal. But do you know? Do you know the facts of the case? And this is what Jonathan Turley is worried about, is that you really, there's not full transparency. I mean, when you give to a charity, the thing about charities is there's all kinds of organizations that scrub these charities to make sure you're not giving to Billy Bob's, personal funds so he can sit in the basement and play video games. The charities are supposed to be legitimate charities that somebody has checked out and that they use a heavy percentage of the money for whatever the cause might be. There's transparency, so you know where your charitable donations are going. But when you give a charitable donation, which is what this is, to a GoFundMe account, there's no transparency. You have no idea if you're getting the full story. You're getting Andy McCabe's story. You're getting Michael Cohen's story. But is that the full story? There's another side to those stories. And there's some organizations, watchdog groups, charity watchdog groups, that are now looking at GoFundMe and saying, we want to make sure that people aren't snookered. And Turley says, if the public learns that Andrew McCabe's wounds were self-inflicted or criminal in nature, do they get their money back? Because it was the internal FBI group that said that he lied under oath three different times. But he still got $542,000. Some of the people donated to him simply because of the fact that Donald Trump, like I said, was against him, so therefore they're going to give money to the guy. But others, you wonder how much of that $542,000 was from people who thought, oh, poor guy, he's getting a raw deal out of this whole thing. So I want to go through... there's the story about Johnny Bobbitt. Remember this story? This is the homeless guy. And some woman saw him. He's homeless. He doesn't have any money. But there was a stranded motorist at a gas station. And this homeless guy reached into his pocket and he had $20. And he gave the $20 to this guy. This woman sees this, and she is overwhelmed by the act of kindness that she saw. So she started a GoFundMe campaign with the idea of raising $10,000. Well, it's now, what's the amount in this thing? I think they're up into $400,000, somewhere around that. Anyway, now Johnny Bobbitt is suing, it's $200,000. Johnny Bobbitt is suing the lady who got this viral GoFundMe thing going for this poor homeless guy that she saw who gave his last $20 as a charitable gift to this guy who was out of gas at a gas station. She starts this thing, wanted to raise $10,000. She raised $200,000, and the guy has now filed a lawsuit because he hasn't seen a penny. Not a penny. So this woman, here it is. Yeah, she's raised $402,706. She has now updated the GoFundMe page to explain what she intends to do with all the money. The first thing on the list is a new home for Johnny. He'll never have to worry about a roof over his head again. Second thing she says is a dream truck he's always wanted, a 1999 Ford Ranger. That's what he wants. There will be two trusts set up in his name, one essentially giving him the ability to collect a small salary each year, and another retirement trust, which he will be wisely invested by a financial planner, which he will have access to in a time frame he feels comfortable with, so when the time comes, he can live his retirement dream of owning a piece of land and a cabin somewhere in the country. And a bank account will be set up in his name with funds for everyday needs. So, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, this woman let Johnny stay in a camper on her family's property in rural New Jersey. Instead of the Ford Ranger, the couple gave him a used SUV, which has apparently broken down. They put the camper and the SUV in her name, to prevent Johnny from selling them. But now those vehicles have been sold by the couple, by the woman. So now two lawyers have agreed to represent Johnny to try to determine where is the $402,706. So do you give to GoFundMe? Here's Jonathan Turley talking about the Michael Cohen case and how the GoFundMe for him is having an influence in a bad way on the judicial system.
A GoFundMe has become a site where you can essentially purchase testimony, that people go out there and they really ramp up their expected
testimony.
What
do you mean purchase testimony?
Well, it's because what happens, people like Michael Cohen couldn't get a dime from anyone on the street when he was still saying he would take a bullet for the president. Then suddenly he started to promise that he could bag the president, and they rolled out a GoFundMe site, and he got hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Boom.
And so we have this weird type of auction among potential witnesses, both pro and anti-Trump, for people to essentially contribute to their testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little unnerving for an attorney, because people could actually change their testimony to give them more of a market position. And for Michael Cohen, he's tried to position himself as far as he can on the anti-Trump site, and it has paid off. It has sold like hotcakes. Mm-hmm. People have gone to GoFundMe and said, I like that stuff, and they've given him a lot of money.
$165,940. So if I say the right thing, will you send me money? If I set up a GoFundMe page and I take a position that you like on something, will you send me money? Because if so, I'm going to set up my GoFundMe page right now. I don't know about this GoFundMe thing. I mean, what happened to the widow with the six kids and the husband died and we're just trying to help her out? That's where it started, but it's turned into this political thing. And Jonathan's talking about it, I think is right, is that if I say that I will bag Donald Trump, I'll say bad things about him, will you contribute to my GoFundMe site now? That's what's happening. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. You can find the phone numbers and all the contacts for the show at TomSullivan.com.
Unpredictable, unprecedented, undeniable. Tom Sullivan.
All right. So, by the way, I apologize. I either got the story wrong, or there's two stories running around about this guy in Philadelphia. This Kate McClure, and I hope she comes forward with the answer about where the money is pretty darn quick, because it's not looking good. But the story now, I went back and grabbed it, the story from the internet, and she said she ran out of gas on an interstate highway, and that Johnny, who is homeless, suggested she get back in her car, lock the doors, so she could be safe while he walked to the nearest gas station to fill a can of gas using his last $20. And she was overwhelmed with his act of kindness. She started then the GoFundMe campaign for him. But this is a year ago, and he's now on the streets, and he's homeless, and he's begging for money again because he doesn't have any. Where did the $407,000 go? 855-295-6600. Chris, thanks for waiting. Hi, you're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom. How are
Hi.
You today?
Good. What do you got?
Hey, you know, a lot of times I used to donate to the GoFundMe pages, and then I actually have a spinal cord injury from the war over in Iraq. And
ooh.
Yes, I can get a grant from the VA to get a bathroom to where it's handicap accessible.
Right.
But just the red tape that you have to go through to get it is just outrageous.
Of course.
So I tried to set up a GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
And had it on there for 6 months, and I got nothing.
Zero?
I got not a dime. Zero. Not a dime. And I had a couple, I think it was like 400 or 500 views on there, and I had nothing. So I gave up on it then, and now
what's
I just
your, what's your what's your what's your page, Chris? Let me see it. What is it?
Oh, I've since erased it.
Oh, okay.
This was about 7 months ago, but I've erased it because I figured, what's the point of even having it on there?
Did you put down? Did you put down a veteran, Iraq war injury, all that stuff?
I even put pictures of me when I was in the wheelchair and in the hospital, and nothing.
You know what I think it is?
I was like, hey.
You know what I think it is? I think people. I think this is just total in everything regarding charity. I think charities are having a hard time. You had a hard time because I think a lot of people that used to be more charitable look and say, well, the government's going to take care of all these problems, so I don't have to. I think people are becoming less charitable because they assume the government, especially in your situation, where the VA should be helping you. So I think they're looking at the government and saying, well, he'll get money from
them. VA takes so long to process all this paperwork.
Sure. It's the government. You know that.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but, yeah, that's my 2 cents on the GoFundMe page. So I'm sure there's a lot more similar stories out there.
So you got a photo of you in a wheelchair. You have a photo of you in your uniform? You have a photo of you from the battlefield?
When I was in it. Well, yeah, I have a photo of me. I was sitting on a 50 cal in one of the pictures, and then another picture I was in a wheelchair, and then one of the other pictures I was actually laying down in the hospital bed. So I had 3 different pictures on there.
How you doing?
So I was like, you know what?
How are you? So how are you?
I might do it again. Now I'm still fine. I still suffer from the spinal cord injury. You know, I go to physical therapy every couple of weeks, and, you know, I'm on a decompression machine. I have pinched nerves, herniated discs, and arthritis in my back at 35 years old. But what do you do? You know, I mean, nothing you can do about it, but just keep going about your business.
What do you make of the VA? Are they helping you at all? I know it's red tape, but
I'm 100% disabled.
Okay.
I mean, they're compensating me very well. I'm 100% disabled, but then when you try to get all these extra additives to it, it's just hard. So then you go to these GoFundMe pages, you know, to see, oh, maybe there's, you know, these patriotic people that look for, you know, a charitable cause to give to. But sometimes you have too many false valors out there these days.
Yeah. And I'm a little afraid to. I would love to say, hey, why don't you give me your name? Let's start a GoFundMe page. But I'm a little afraid because I can't verify anything. I believe you, but I can't. I can't go on and use the goodwill of the show to say, well, this guy deserves your money and this one doesn't. Chris, thank you very much for your service. Wow, you paid dearly. We'll be back.
New York City early to the world. Tom Sullivan.
Sorry, Mr. Microphone. So John Turley's all upset, and I don't blame him, going, if you pay me enough money, I will change my testimony, and then we'll raise a whole bunch of money here. This, I don't know about this GoFundMe thing, because you're getting very political with Andy McCabe getting $542,000. You got this lady who... It went viral about the homeless guy. She raised $407,000. Nobody knows where it is. And Jonathan Turley's pointing to Michael Cohen and saying he has raised $165,940. I don't know about you, but if somebody gave me $165,000, I would notice it. Even Michael Cohen would notice it. Called the Michael Cohen Truth Fund. It's not. It's the Lanny Davis Legal Fees Fund. 855-295-6600. Another Chris. Hello, Chris. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon.
I have a couple questions for you. Do these GoFundMe pages, are they tax deductible, like a 501c3?
No. They're a gift, right? They're charitable. But because they're not a charitable organization, you can only deduct a gift to a charitable to an organization if they are classified by the IRS as a nonprofit organization. So Michael Cohen's not a nonprofit organization. So it's simply a gift. It'd be the same as you giving a gift to me. There's no deduction for it. And the recipient of a gift never pays tax on a gift that's given to them, ever. So the person...
That was my next question.
Yeah, no. It's not...
That was my next question.
If you send me... Here's the bad part. You send me money. It is a gift. I don't have to pay any tax on it. And if you would be so kind as to send me more than $11,000, you can send anybody $11,000, and that is a non-taxable gift, at least currently non-taxed. I don't want to get into the weeds on estate taxes, but what it says is if you give more than $11,000, you have to file a gift tax form and pay a tax on the money you gave above $11,000 to a person, each person, each year. So you can, a lot of wealthy people will give $11,000 to each of their kids every year to get, because there's no tax on it, and it doesn't count if it's 10 kids, doesn't matter. It's $11,000 per person that there is no current taxation on it, and the person getting it doesn't pay any tax. So,
well, that's a pretty good scam.
It is. I mean, if you give to the Red Cross or you give to your church or that sort of thing, you of course you get a deduction. So I understand what this is all about. This is about pulling your heartstrings with a lot of these stories. Like I said, you've got some poor woman who's got six kids and the husband died and the house burned down and the dog is dead. Can you send $100? Okay. But it's out of the goodness of your heart, and you hope that it's honest. You hope it's true.
Yeah. Well, if people just want to give out with no deduction, yeah, I guess go for it.
It really is from their heart. And I think a lot of it is, quite bluntly, I think GoFundMe was for somebody that you know, a relative, a neighbor, a coworker, somebody you go to church with, and you know the whatever hardship it is legit. So you're just being a good guy. That's all it is. But a lot of these GoFundMe pages are tearjerkers, but you have no idea if they're real or not. You have no idea.
No.
Wow. So can I expect the $11,000 check soon, or
is it in the mail?
I thought so. Chris, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Get Bill in here as well. Bill, hi, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Good afternoon, Tom. Thank you for getting my call. I've tried to
You're
get
welcome.
You several times because
thank
I'm
you.
Very passionate about this.
Yeah.
You know? My little sister, well, we're all grown adults, but she's always going to be my little sister.
Right,
her husband died suddenly, and she opened up a GoFundMe page. And thank God people gave to that GoFundMe, so she was able to, you know, bury her husband in a service and everything like that. But you know what? These people, this screams as fraud activity, period. You know, these people that open up these GoFundMe pages and stuff like that, ask for money for political crap, you know, like you said, and like I feel. This is another money laundering situation, you know. It's all criminal. And unfortunately, someone had a great idea to help other people out from the goodness of our heart.
Yep.
You know, like all that we do. And this is horrible. And I'm thanking you right now for bringing this to your radio station and this conversation.
Well, let me ask you something, though. But you said you said your sister benefited. I'm going to ask, but I assume that it was people that knew your sister and knew that there was a real hardship. It was legit.
Exactly.
Right?
And knew her husband.
Right.
So don't get me wrong. She didn't get tens of thousands of dollars. She got enough, and then she stopped it. She got enough to bury her husband. And then she said, okay, thank you very much for your loving, giving, you know, charity.
Yeah.
But these
yeah.
people are, again, ruining something that is good, you know? And I, it just bugs the hell out of me, you know? You got these criminals. I mean, Michael Cohen, give me a break, you know? I mean, all of it, all of it. I mean, they take something good and they tarnish it. They make it dirty. They make it muddy. And they ruin it for everyone else. You know, God forbid, you know, it makes people go, you know what? I'm not going to give anymore. I'm not, because you know
yeah.
what? I'm getting cheated, you know?
And well, but the Michael it, Cohen you know? Thing, you know what that is. It's a totally political thing. And like, Jonathan Turley said, that he could not get a dime from anyone on the street while he was saying he would take a bullet for the president, but then he turns around and says, I got dirt on the president, and I'm going to go tell the authorities, and they rolled out the GoFundMe site. Boom, $165,000.
Well, here's one thing that good people and criminals have in common. You save money from when you have a hardship. And guess what, Michael Cohen? You got a hardship, and obviously you were too stupid to save for the part when you got criminal charged with a criminal activity and you're going to get thrown in prison.
Well, who knows if he even needs money? Maybe he did save his money.
Exactly.
And he's got millions of dollars in the bank, and he doesn't need this GoFundMe page, but Lanny Davis sent it up for him. I mean, I...
Do what people do when they have hardships. Put it on your credit card until you're able to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Well,
it blows me away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hear the passion. I definitely hear the passion. All right. Hey, I'm glad you called, Bill, very much. I appreciate your call. Phone number is 855-295-6600. This whole deal, GoFundMe, was launched in 2010, not that long ago. And more than 40 million people have donated more than $4 billion, with the fastest growing category of request is education. There's another site called YouCaring, a similar site. They have raised $800 million since 2011, largely for medical bills. People need medical procedures and they can't afford it. So, according to Pew Research, 22% of us have donated to a crowdfunding site like one of these. 855-295-6600. We'll take a short break and be right back. Do not go away. Some of you get pretty vicious. The problem is you've got to find somebody that cares.
Tom Sullivan.
So the thing about GoFundMe, it was kind of an innocent thing, a very nice thing for people to be able to use the internet to give money to somebody who's in need. Apparently, well, it goes back to the other stories that we have done, which more, well, I still wonder about these studies, but one that I'm looking at here says more than 40% of Americans are not prepared to handle a sudden expense of $400 or more. If you've got your engine, your car breaks down, you need brakes, you got a flat tire, you got something happens to you, you got to go to the emergency room without insurance. A lot of people can't handle it, so they're not looking for a lot of money, most people, but they're looking for some help. 855-295-6600. Robin, hi, thanks for waiting. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, thanks. I listen every day.
Thank you.
Never called in before, but
well,
this just piqued my interest.
Here we are.
So the first time I was aware of GoFundMe was when my son was in football in high school.
Yeah.
They would send these kids home, and they'd say, okay, you need to come back with 20 email addresses, because they're going to send those to GoFundMe, and GoFundMe is going to ask all 20 people per kid for money for the to raise money for the football team.
Oh.
What's annoying is that I've got to reach out to all my friends and family. I never sent my kids door-to-door selling cookie dough or,
right,
you know, popcorn or any of that stuff. I pay, yeah, for my own kids to do their own sports, to do their own extracurricular activities. So
yes,
I never bought into that.
Okay.
So the coaches would send these kids home, and it's mandatory to get 20 email addresses that are then going to go into GoFundMe. And if they don't, they make these kids run extra. So they make them do all this extra conditioning and stuff if they don't actually cough up those emails. Now, here's the thing about GoFundMe. My understanding is that that's a company, and they get a piece of every dollar that gets donated. So, of course, they're going to go out and find all these organizations to jump into GoFundMe because they're making money off of that.
Yeah.
So I just find the whole thing annoying. I mean, I see where there's, you know, there's situations where people can certainly use help from the general public. I completely get that. But these other, like Michael Cohen and all this business, just drives me crazy.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to ruin it. I'm just reading about how GoFundMe works. It says GoFundMe will now offer its services fee-free for new personal crowdfunding campaigns in the U.S. Currently, they take 5% of donations, and payment processors take 2.9%. So somehow, this is a Bloomberg article. Let me get the date on this thing, if I can pull it up while we're talking, because November of last year. So they say they're no longer going to take a cut of some donations. So now the question is, if it's you asking for some help, that is that a personal campaign? But is the if the team is asking for help, are they going to take the 5%? And if Michael Cohen is asking for help, I would think that would not be considered a personal. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it's a personal thing. But yeah, they're well, not, you know, doing this for free.
So here's the thing. So they asked for it when my son was in high school. Now he plays football in college. The college does it too. So I need to set up a GoFundMe.
Are you serious?
For myself to pay for all this athletic business. Yeah.
Wow.
Same thing. He had to get 20 emails from his college football team. Same thing. Same exact thing.
I don't understand that. I do
well,
not
I'm
understand
not
that.
I'm not going to tell you which college.
I was going to say that college
has a professional NFL player who just wanted to give money to the college. And I don't know. It's crazy. I think it's crazy.
I'm with you, but I mean, if you're fortunate enough to be able to just say, look, I am not going to go bother my friends to pony up some money for my children to play sports, but some people don't have the money. I get all of that.
That's exactly what I do. I send in the, you know, whatever the minimum is, the $200, $500, whatever it is, I send that in, and I don't bug my family.
Right.
What I do is I send an email to my family ahead of time saying, listen, you're going to get this email. Just please ignore it. It's what I have to do every year. Just ignore it. I've already paid enough.
So here's the thing about the kids that come around at the office, and they've got some fundraiser and they want to sell something, some candy, some popcorn, whatever it might be. I tell them, if the parents say, can you give to my children's fund, I will tell them, have your child ask me.
Good idea.
I'll tell you why. This sounds, maybe I'm just an old stick in the mud, but I had the nuns forced us when we were little kids in Catholic grade school. We had to go out and sell world's finest chocolates. And we were assigned, here's your box of chocolates, go sell this thing. And I had to go door to door selling these chocolate bars. Well, I will tell you something. I ran into a guy who was a sales manager who stopped me cold in my tracks and told me how to sell these chocolate bars to his neighbors. And it worked. So my point is, if the child wants to raise money, get some education out of it. Learn how to be a salesperson. Learn how to ask somebody how to buy your product. I thought it was a great education, but mom or dad, I don't care about educating them. I care about educating the kid if they really want to raise some money. So I'm just kind of a weirdo that way. But so if people that work with me know, if they are going to ask me for their kid's fund, it's not going to work. The kid has to ask, period. But I'm just trying to give the kid an upper hand on selling. Robin, thank you. I knocked on the door of this guy and said, "Hi, I'm Tommy Sullivan, and I'm selling for my school." And he goes, and I said, "Would you buy one?" And he yelled at me and said, "Let me tell you how to sell this thing. You don't say, would you like to buy one? You say, how many would you like?" And he went through this whole thing teaching me how to sell chocolate bars. And he said, "Try it on my neighbors." And I did, and I sold the whole box. All right. one man comment line banned because the market took a dump today, down 137 points. Donald Trump was back talking about tariffs, $200 billion in tariffs on China starting next week. Wall Street doesn't like to hear that. So down it went, 137, the Dow at 25,986. S&P down 12, NASDAQ down 21, oil $70, woo. Gold, $1,205. On the comment line, this caller cannot believe the way students act.
I went to school in North Carolina in the 1960s, and if you did not call your teacher ma'am, they sent you home in an envelope.
Wow. Now the teacher gets mad at the student for doing that. And this caller says GoFundMe allows people to be as selfish as they want.
Yeah, my nephew and his wife went to Las Vegas on vacation. In between, did a GoFundMe for $900 for the kid's Lyme disease. I thought it was terrible.
Wow. I'm accepting a GoFundMe for $11,000 or more. See you tomorrow.